crown of flowers. Monk's hood, also known as wolf's bane, has long been tied to both protection and poison, making it perfect for a Halloween garden. Monica Ricola photo. Bewitched by botanicals. As the leaves turn golden and the wind carries a chill, Halloween offers the perfect opportunity to explore the mystical side of your garden. Herbs have long been the tools of druids, witches, and healers, with plants like monk's hood at the forefront, equal parts beauty, poison, and magic. Let's dive into the lore and herbology surrounding monk's hood and explore potions, spells, and sacred rituals that make plants more than just decorations. Monk's hood. Beauty with a bite. Known as wolf's bane, devil's helmet, or aconite, monk's hood is as stunning as it is sinister. Its deep blue flowers bloom with elegance, masking the deadly toxin lurking in every part of the plant. This poison made monk's hood a favorite for warriors, witches, and even assassins throughout history. Greek mythology tells us the plant sprang from the saliva of Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guarded the underworld. Some folklore claims that wearing a sprig of monk's hood could ward off werewolves, while others say it was a key ingredient in potions used to become one. In the Middle Ages, monk's hood became synonymous with both magic and treachery. Stories suggest witches used it to create potions for shape-shifting and summoning dark spirits. It was also planted near doorways to ward off evil spirits, a visual reminder that the line between poison and protection is razor thin. Photo. NordicSisterhood.com. Samhain legends include shape-shifting creatures and spirits, like werewolves and witches, believed to roam freely during this liminal time. A warning, however. Monk's hood is a lovely flower for the witch's garden. It provides a late burst of color prior to winter, but it shouldn't be grown without intent and consciousness. If you grow monk's hood, handle it with care. Gloves and long sleeves are a must. Even skin contact can cause tingling or numbness. It can be grown safely, tucked away in a corner of the garden, locked away from little people who like to pick flowers. Its dangerous beauty makes it the perfect centerpiece for a Halloween garden. The origin of Halloween. Did you know that Halloween traces its roots back to ancient Celtic traditions, beginning as Samhain, pronounced So-win? This festival, celebrated over 2,000 years ago in what is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, marked the end of summer and the close of the old year in the Celtic calendar. November 1st was considered the Celtic New Year, a time when the veil between the living and the dead was believed to be at its thinnest. To ward off evil spirits and guide wandering souls, the Celts lit bonfires, donned costumes, and held feasts. As Christianity spread through these regions, Samhain merged with All Saints' Day, giving rise to All Hallows' Eve, what we now call Halloween. Yet, traces of the original festival endure, especially in the season's folklore and herbal traditions. The Pooka Festival in County Meath, Ireland, revives ancient Samhain traditions through light installations, music, and harvest feasts. Photo courtesy Tourism Ireland. Photo courtesy Tourism Ireland. The Pooka Festival is named for a shape-shifting spirit from Celtic folklore. The Nine Herb Charm, Ancient Druid Wisdom. The Nine Herb Charm comes from ancient Anglo-Saxon healing magic, combining nine powerful plants to create potions that could heal wounds, counter poison, or break curses. Druids believed that plants contained not only medicinal properties but also spiritual energy. When woven together, these herbs became more powerful than the sum of their parts. Getty Images. Herbs like sage, lavender, and rosemary have been used for centuries in rituals and charms to bring protection and healing. Common ingredients in the Nine Herb Charm include mugwort, for protection and psychic vision. Plantain, to heal wounds and banish illness. Nettle, a shield against dark forces. Thyme, known for courage and purification rituals. Chamomile, for peace and restful sleep. Garlic, to repel evil spirits. Yarrow, a plant of divination and healing. Vervain, a sacred herb used in magic spells and love charms. Fennel, a powerful herb to ward off danger. These herbs were gathered under the moonlight, bundled together and infused with intention. Whether steeped into teas, burned in smudging rituals, or used as amulets, these herbs were essential tools for druids and early healers. Feeling inspired? Try creating a 9-herb charm of your own. Gather herbs from your garden or local market, focusing on plants with protective or healing properties. As you harvest, whisper your intentions to the plants, whether you're seeking peace, protection, or a bit of luck. Bundle the herbs with twine and place them near your doorway, tuck them under your pillow, or use them in a smudging ritual to invite good energy. Many indigenous cultures across the world also use herbs in spiritual cleansing rituals. Smudging involves burning dried plants, sage, sweetgrass, cedar, and tobacco, to clear negative energy, invite good spirits, and connect with ancestors. Each plant has a unique role in restoring balance between mind, body, and spirit. Smudging continues to be a meaningful part of healing ceremonies and celebrations, including those held during seasonal transitions like Halloween. Herbs, spells, and seasonal magic. Witches, herbalists, and modern gardeners have long valued herbs for more than their beauty. These plants, deeply rooted in folklore and magic, bring an enchanting ambiance to any garden, perfect for the Halloween season. Crafting spells and potions isn't about dark magic, it's about setting intention. Whether burning herbs to release energy or brewing teas to calm the spirit, these plants become tools for focus and transformation. As you wander in your garden by moonlight, take a moment to connect with the magic that has always been a part of our world. This Halloween, let your garden be a place of enchantment. With a little intention, your herbs can do more than thrive. They can heal, protect, and inspire. After all, who couldn't use a bit of magic these days? May your herbs be potent, your charms kind, and your garden enchanted all season long. Happy Halloween! Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening and sustainable living. As a budding homesteader and garden writer, she shares her love for recycling, repurposing, and birdwatching. Monica is dedicated to ecological gardening, aiming to balance our delicate ecosystem. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.